Well, currently we in North Central Missouri, we have about 16 routes that are closed. We did reopen three today, so we've made some progress in a few areas, but we still have 16 that are closed. Our crews are, of course, out. They're monitoring other areas where the water is high, and we've had some good weather today, pretty good. It's not been raining too much. I'm not sure exactly what our forecast is, but there's always a possibility if we do get some more heavy rains that, you know, a few of those could, where the water is high, could go under as well. But I think we're really making more progress. Like I said, we did open three today, so hopefully some of those water levels are going down since we haven't had the heavy rainfall today that we did the couple days before.
Now, I understand some of the roads are not closed because they are underwater, but some of them are simply covered with trees and other debris?
Well, right now in our district, we really don't have any that are really covered with debris or that. We do have one, I know one area and maybe two, where a tube washed out, and we've closed it to, you know, repair the tube and that sort of thing, where the drainage tube underneath, and then, you know, that will be reopened too as well. But there have definitely, of course, been some tree limbs and different things like that as well, but that, in our area at least, that's all pretty well cleaned up for now. So,
Do you have an ETA on when these roads will be reopened, Tammy?
No, we really don't. Of course, it just really depends on the weather. Like I said, if we have good weather and we don't have any more heavy rainfall, hopefully, but in the next, you know, 24 to 48 hours, we can get all or most of these roads reopened is our hope. So we could just, if the weather will cooperate with us.
What is the general process, I guess, that your maintenance workers follow? I guess, first of all, you just have to simply wait for the water to recede, and then is it a process of cleaning up?
We do. Sometimes there is, you know, some debris or something on the roadway when the water recedes. It just depends on the area. Some, the water goes off and everything is fine and we can open it immediately. Sometimes there is a little bit of work that has to be done. Or, you know, a bridge, kind of check a bridge or something like that to make sure nothing's been compromised underneath from the high water and that sort of thing. That's in a couple areas. But most of these routes that we have closed now are more, you know, minor routes, and it's really more of a matter just once the water recedes, we can get them reopened right away.
Any word of advice for motorists in your area or any other part of the state where there might be some road closures because of the flooding, just to check the map and watch for signs?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We are out there constantly, you know, driving the roads and monitoring everything, and we know the areas, of course, that are potential to go under. But, you know, water can come up very fast sometimes, and there could be some water on the road that we haven't got to yet. That's always a possibility. So if anyone ever sees water over the road, just please do not drive over it at all. You know, back up and turn around the first place you can, and then call us, call the, you know, local police or sheriff or anything like that, of course. And then just if you are traveling, make sure they can call us. Our toll-free number is 888-275-6636, or they can visit our map at MoDOT.org, the travel advisory map. It shows all the roads that are closed, and that toll-free number is, you know, 24/7. It's 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, and so is the advisory map. It's updated continuously, so all that is very up-to-date and timely information.
This might be out of your purview, but since you're North Central, but looking at the Northeast and the Northwest, and then just straight up north, does MoDOT work with the other transportation departments in our neighboring states for our roads and highways that might be problematic that do cross state lines?
I'm sure that we do. There really isn't anything in our district in the northern area where we have those kind of issues right up close to the state line. So we haven't had to, you know, work with them, I don't believe, in that respect. But I know there are things that kind of can happen. I know there's a, you know, Rathbun Lake that's over the state line that they've been working with high water, and I know, you know, if that can cause some more flooding down on our end, and you know, we're in contact with those people about that. So,
okay, I don't have any other questions. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I don't think so. I think that's it. Like I said, we really encourage people to you know, most people are local and they do know their areas that flood, and so they're very aware most of the time. But a lot of people are traveling this time of year, you know, with that summertime situation. So we just really advise people to call us or check that map.